جم کے بنا گلستان تیبا سے مسرور جم کے بنا سے مسرور گلستان تیبا سے مسرور میری گمت سے مسرور کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی دور ہوں گا میری گمت سے مسرور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی دور ہوں گا
میرے سر
مدینہ کے اللہ شام سے
وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقرب أعظمه فطاب من طيرهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا صدق الله المولانا المعلم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, one or two things. One is, I would request Maulana Naeem Saab, when he called his son, he said, Maulana Muhammad Mutala. I would request him to say, my son Maulana Muhammad. Great ni'mat of Allah. وَمُعَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّهِ. And I saw this in our elders, Maulana Ahmed Khaturani Saab, Maulana Rafiq Khaturani Saab's father, a very great alim, but also who hid himself very much. His words now, what wisdom, that books are being copied. Many other kitabs, great kitabs, nobody ever knew about him. But he has certain great kitabs which have been published now. But I saw on so many occasions, I should get surprised for his sons, Maulana Rafiq, Maulana Iqbal. He would open the car door for them. And he would tell them, sit down. And he would address them with great respect. And he was a very senior. He passed away over the age of 80. And they were young graduates then. But so much of respect. So our children whom are less blessed with this namat, we must express it inshallah. Also, I would request Mala Ilyas to sit and take little support there. And he said, I'm not feeling well. And then, alhamdulillah, without any doubt, not the first time, every time, we just come close to a masjid, Malin Central Masjid, and we see, we are blind, but we got eyes to see. But the Anwarat and Barakat of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Saab Rahmatullah are so, so evident. And when you come in the masjid, we came today maybe about 15 minutes earlier, already there were so many brothers, and the Anwarat and Barakat you can see. And now also, mashallah, and alhamdulillah, Maulana Naeem Saab is getting on with this mission. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Saab, all the others, may Allah Ta'ala give more and more and assure me. Maulana Muhammad, Maulana Yunus Patel Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Mubarak Qabr in Makkah Sharif, this gets them more faster than electronic transformers. And how happy Maulana is getting in his Qabr, that the seeds he planted, not the seeds, the orchards that grew. And they are just growing and growing and prospering. May Allah Ta'ala give more barakat inshallah and let us come more and benefit more from the majalis. MashaAllah, here in Durban, Allah Shukran, how many majalis take place? Durban and surrounding areas, let us not deprive ourselves. This great alhamdulillah. And also, I just mentioned to our friends, one friend of ours in Barbados, his wife just passed away suddenly. And he has taken very great effect. Now, one of the sentences he said, I used to shout her a lot, and I used to treat her bad, but I didn't know she was such a great Allah. When the mosque came, what a Mubarak mosque she was. And says, now I'm feeling so guilty. So these great people are present here, we don't make khada. As the poet said, that while they are now, we say they are nothing. They're just like us here. Buzurgs have passed now. There's no more somebody like Maulana Yunus Qadar. There's no more like Maulana Abdul Haq Humanity. There's nobody like Maulana Masihullah Sahab. We say like that. And when these Muslims pass, then we say that there was nobody like that. And while they are, we have the opportunity to benefit, we don't benefit. Hazrat Mir Sahab, Hazrat Khadim, Damat Barakatuhum, he says that when Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away in the Darul Uloom in Karachi, Kolanki, big Darul Uloom, so many people came, all of Karachi, all of Pakistan. He says, literally, there wasn't a place to put one toe. So good it was. But then one Allah Wada took a deep sigh and said that when Hazrat Mufti Sahab was alive, 20, 25 people, when they could benefit from it. Now when they can't get that spiritual benefit, now the world has come. So let us make padar. There are great buzurgs you have here. Make padar of them, attend their majalis, keep a proper contact, not a loose contact. Keep a proper contact and then see inshallah how much we will benefit. Also, I'm very thankful to Brother Yusuf. This jalsa was actually weak. This supper was only for the marriage for his khatam, which took place this morning. But he said, why don't you come 1-2 days earlier? We can cover up a few more towns. Then this night, tonight, Madison Road, the Sistine Jalsa was not in the program. He said, please, we have it here. And I said, we're supposed to leave right now. So Allah reward him for his efforts here, inshallah. And the purpose of this, why we extended our stay and a few more talks, is to invite to this Islamic Jalsa also, and moreover, the one that will be in Azadabad, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of Jamaat-ul-Ukhra, corresponding to 20, 21, 22 of February. Please try and attend, pass the word around, make it common, get more brothers ready, inshallah there will be only benefit. There will be many ulama from all over, bayans, talks will be given, and the real purpose of life, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala and our Islam, these talks will take place which are so important. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. I'll just translate this very beautiful poem, and also, mashallah, yeah, we see we are not sitting in a Qabristan. It's a living people's business. The people who respond, that is how it should be. MashaAllah, Allah reward you people, and that has always been here in Durban, where the people are alive, they are not sleeping, and they are not dead in the Qabristan, they are very much alive. And this gives a lot of encouragement also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should encourage the people to give da'a, to respond like this. Then it encourages the speaker also. He knows otherwise, if the driver of the car, all the passengers are sleeping, inadvertently he also sleeps. But they are talking, he stays awake also. So here also, if all are awake, the speaker gets more awake also. And remember also, may Allah bless us with sincerity. Where there is sincerity, it is not the speaker's words what he speaks. It's from Allah Ta'ala. This morning in Maritzburg, what I spoke about, I had something else completely in mind. That I didn't speak. But when there is sincerity from the listeners also, according to the need, Allah makes the speaker. So we don't have to force ourselves one subject we prepare, we're just going to learn. Okay? If there are droughts, and you come and sell that small swimming pools for the children to play, there's no water, what are they going to do? What is required? Supply what is required. And Allah makes it. When Allah blesses us all with sincerity, the listeners also came and listened with sincerity, the speaker also speaks with sincerity, Allah gives those subjects which you didn't even ever think of in your life. You never heard of it, you never read it anywhere. But because there is somebody who needs it, Allah makes you speak about it. May Allah bless us with this reality. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and very beautifully rendered by Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, Kurisai Parinara Se Masroor Hunga. The title, I'll become extremely joyous and happy with the beautiful garden of Madinatul Sharif of Taiba. Adam Ki Bayama Se Masroor Hunga. I will run away from the deserts of the foreign lands. That is where other places we might think in the garden roof or Eastern Transvaal or whatever, Switzerland, Kashmir, or the other things, some Bollywood, somebody, these are things. No, those are deserts. Those are, there is nothing kept in there. In our weak, luxurious homes and our businesses and all our cars and our highways and freeways and byways, there is no enjoyment. These are deserts. For a person whom, how much your iman grows and your contact with Allah, wallah, I say, you will see these things are just like desert. There is empty, there is nothing. However, the beautiful garden of Medina, everything there will appeal to you. And you will get so much of inspiration, Allahu Akbar. You are there in the haram of Medina, and there you see a father with his 3-4 children, making them all read Quran Sharif. That's a beautiful scene. Making them all lift their hands and make dua. The iftar on Thursdays and on Mondays, and Ramzan every day. Oh, what a beautiful garden they have. And the beautiful, choice, priceless rose. Rose al-Mubarak. Where can you get this in the world? Allah Akbar. Manana Shafir Ahmad Usman Rahmatullahi, Shaykh al-Islam, very great Ali. On one occasion he says, he writes, they came to Medina Sharif, they had some supper in the restaurant, wherever. They, you haven't got your house, we eat in the restaurant. And there was some food left over. Oh, leftover food. They threw it in a little garden. It wasn't Medina of today. It was those days Medina Sharif, that the ants and the other things will eat that food. Then he went up to his room, he came down again, and he saw a small boy of Medina scrounging in that food. He asked, what's wrong? He says, we have about 8-10 children. My father passed away. There's nobody to support us. We're having a very hard and difficult life. This little what I get, can carry on with him. So he felt very hurt and very emotional about it. So he told him, see, I'm prepared, I will take you with, to my country, Pakistan. I will give you very good food, very good house, place to stay. I will make you a hafiz, I will make you a alim. So water came in his mouth with all this. He said, let me ask my mother. So he ran away, sprinting, running away to his mother to ask her. She was very happy. I've got 8-10 mouths to feed 3 times a day. I haven't got 1 cent income. And those whom Allah have given means, there are people in Medina Sharif, find out from Manana Naim, Manana Iliyah, who will be able to channelize your funds to such people. Till today, don't be taken aback by the posh hotels around the haram. Just go a kilometer behind that, and you'll see there's a different life there. And they are Sa'adat, the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Instead of spending our money in resorts and all other things, generalize at least some of our money to these people who are so much in need. And what great honor to spend on the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, the mother gave happily permission. So he came, he said, my mother gave me permission. So Maulana took his finger, held him by his finger, and he went to Haram Sharif. As they came to the Haram, he said, in your country, for everything you're going to give me, you promised me what the rosy place, but are there doors like the doors of the Haram Sharif? He said, no, that we don't have. Then inside all the other things, he said, but Rosa Mubarak said. He said, no. He said, I'll never leave my home. I can suffer in my poverty. I can suffer with my hunger, but I won't leave for Medina Sharif. May Allah show, Kulistan Taiba says, may Masroor Munga. May Allah give us this reality, inshallah. May Ilahi Ummat se Mahmoor Munga. And when my eyes will just fall on the beautiful green, dome of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu, I will go in a trance. May Allah give us such Muhammad that we just go in a trance when we see the beautiful green dome. Kabhi Noor Munga, Kabhi Noor Munga. Sometimes I will be just noor. That the enjoyment of it will make me noor. Sometimes store where Allah Ta'ala sent the Torah down. I will be spiritually elevated so greatly. Just wallah, just seeing the Gumbat at Hizra, that will make a person greatly and highly spiritually elevated. And because of my sins, I will be in a state of sorrow, sadness, and I will be repenting. But no problem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sleep for me, and Allah will forgive my gunah. What a great honor for this ummah. Go there and with sincerity and love present ourselves, inshallah. Right? وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَّحِيمًا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم will intercede إن شاء الله for us, and then our sins will also be forgiven. And when the wind of Medina will blow and the sand of Medina will blow with that wind, today we are not in that position. Everything is tied, everything is dark. But before there was that, when sometimes the wind from Medina blow and the sand from the mountains and from the ground used to blow, I want to avoid that sand to enter my eyes. I will make it a surma of my eyes. I will make it so that sand will cover my body. I won't say, oh, the sand. And unfortunately, many people got big problem with the dust of the construction. There's no dust there. They just imagine it. Go there and go for what you have to go. You won't find any dust. You only find construction work. Let that tell you, that's a world of its own. You didn't go for that and to be obstructed with that. You went for your work. You be in your sajda place, you be in your namaz place, you make your zikr. What you got to do with all that? And the sand of Makkah, the sand which is near the Kaaba Sharif, why you want to say that too much dust and all that? Those are things that you must covet those things, desire those things. And of the construction, you want to carry on always. Afterwards, you won't get the opportunity of that little sand and dust flying also. And with great passion and love, I will present my salatu salam and rosai salam. And mashallah, what are we? But sometimes when we are presenting salatu salam, there's somebody in a corner, and how beautifully they are presenting the salatu salam. What Allah gives me topic at that time, I just keep quiet. And I make myself part of that person. I can't present it like that. What a beautiful way that person is presenting his salatu salam. Sometimes in the tawaf, somebody that was that he's making. I keep quiet, I just say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Allah gave me topic also. When I became there to Hadr Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. And we had the good fortune to go many times to Sahabapur, Hazrat. And Hazrat, after Namaz, would sit for quite a while and make dua. Allah gave me topic, I should sit directly behind Hazrat at a little distance. Lift my hands and just tell Allah, whatever Hazrat is asking, I'm asking the same. Give me the same, oh Allah. Whatever Hazrat, and where can our duas reach where their duas? And what they are asking, where? But we can just say, give us what they are asking. And with this I will become greatly spiritually elevated. My body will become nur, my soul will become nur, and no doubt, when we are by rahmatul lil alameen, how can't you become nur? Medina ke anwar isham o sahar se, by the beautiful anwara, the spiritual effulgence of Medina Sharif, sarapa dil o jase me masroor. And completely with my heart and soul, I'll be extremely joyous and happy. And when this condition comes, a person won't follow the commentary in his country, soccer, cricket commentary. How sad, how many people are there watching TV, they want to catch up on the sport. They want to catch up on the politics. What is happening in this part of the world? When you have the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where can your thought go anywhere else? May mamnoon honga khuda ke karam ka, and I will be thanking Allah, you bless me to come here to Madina to Munawwara. Kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor honga. I will never become arrogant. I think, I spend money, I got the time, I know it's very beneficial. This I, and sometimes we say it also I, and we stress it even more. That is why first when before going to Rosa and Mubarak, going for Umrah, Kaaba Sharif, go to Ahlullah. Let them take out this I of ours. Let them take out this pride. Go there with humility. Only then will a person benefit. With arrogance and pride, a person doesn't benefit anywhere, anything. And how do we know we have got pride? Ask the wife. Let ask her that whether we got pride or not. and take it out so much that she also says, no, you got no pride. Okay? And if it is possible, I'm just digress a little bit here. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abraham Hassan Rahmatullah used to say that we all drink tea regularly from time to time. He said, chai to peete ho, chai ke chaar sabak bhi sikho. Learn the four lessons of tea also. What are the four lessons which I should explain? That this tea, before it became tea, it was just water. The name was water. And the taste, water is tasteless. And water cools you down. And water is free of charge. People give one another water free of charge. But that same water, when it just stayed in the company of the tea leaves for 2-3 minutes, now the name is changed. Now you don't say, give me the water, give me the tea. Now the price is changed. Tea is not free of charge, you pay 10 rand for a cup of tea now. The effect is changed. Water cools you down, tea lifts you up. So the color has changed. Water was colorless. And now the color of that same water has become black. When all this happened, the sohbat, the company of the tea leaves. Eh? But one great condition, it must be hot, boiling water. If it's cold water and you put tea leaves, nothing will happen. It has to be. So your connection with your share must be a hot, boiling connection. Not you just become mad at your share. One friend of ours, he studied in Turkeshwar, he's in Mayor. He came, I asked him that, you bad? Yes, I am. When I was studying at, who is your chef? He said, I can't remember now. Whether he's a Muradabadi or he's a Sahara Puri. If a wife said, I don't know my husband, I don't know who he is, I don't know where he is, I don't know who, what he is, what kind of a relationship? He must have a hot relationship. Eh? I usually say that, today some Muftis give permission, you can get married on the phone. The witnesses can be there, some don't give permission. Possible Muftis give permission, you can get married on internet also. Witnesses are for a present. I'm not a Mufti and I'm not giving a fatwa, I'm just giving an example. But even if the whole world's Muftis give fatwa, you can have a child on the internet, you can't get. And actually you have hot company for even half a minute, inshallah you might get results after 9 months. But on the internet, on the internet, no results. So the company of the share must be also a hot company. And then the question arises, well, with sohbet of the tea leaves, the water that was crystal clear, pure water, became black. So in the company of the share, you're going to become black? No. Before that, before you stay in the company of a chef, you thought, I need Junaid Baghdad. You just made 2 rakats, nafil extra. You just gave 50 rand to somebody. I'm Rumi of the time. And I'm the Junaid of the time. But when you stay in the company of your chef and you are sincere, then you realize I'm black. I'm totally black. I have to clean myself. Then the chef will make effort, correct your ibadah. And then he'll pour the milk. Now whiteness will come. Now you have come white. But it's not enough. The tea, if you just put it to your lips, no sugar, you put it down immediately. So then, the chef will make effort on your akhlaq, your character also. That you treat your wife also nicely, your neighbors, your children, your friends, your workers. You're not like a wild bull swearing and you're so arrogant you carry on. And you think the only way my work can get done is by shouting at the top of my voice and all that. Then you see the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now the chef will put the sweetness and sugar of akhlaq in the tea. But still it's not sweet. You have to stir it also. And you can't stir it with a straw or a stick. You need a teaspoon. And when you stir with a teaspoon, you get that sound hitting this teaspoon hitting the glass. And that is how the chef is making, fixing up your muamalat. Your business dealings also. Not that you are doing people down in business. Not you are swindling people. No, you are collecting their business, his business dealings also. And not that he's stealing time from his boss. Not that the boss is stealing his money and not paying him properly. Everything is correct. And for that now, it's like the panel beater knocking on the car that came in an accident. And he made it a recondition. Not Japanese recondition, yes, Allah recondition. And this car, the Japanese recondition, like a brand new car, you say. I bought a car of 200,000, I bought it for 40,000. Reconditioned car. But here Allah reconditioned you again. And when you go through this process, you don't only become now corrected yourself, you become Hardil Aziz. Everyone loves you. My one auntie, she was very old, about 80 years. A few years ago now, she called me repeatedly. Your uncle is troubling me a lot. He's not treating me well. How he carries on? I said, we are small fries, lepers. Where we is old people? Where are we going to fall in their letters? But she repeated before. I went with Appa when she started. Her list did not come to an end. He's like this. He does this. He does. Oh, not complain. We could only pacify her. Said, we'll make dua. We tried to speak to my uncle. After about 2 months, my uncle passed away. Old people at that age. Then we went and visited him, Taziyat, condolences, we went and paid. Then she told me, in Afrikaans, with that part of the family, we speak Afrikaans, she told me, Abdul Hamid, you know what? I was married to your uncle for 60 years, not one day, he gave me so much trouble. I said, this was 2 months ago, and this was not coming to an end. And now, she says, 60 years. So after, remember, a wife will not praise her husband besides two times. One is before marriage, she will tell her friend, oh, you know who I'm getting married to? He's like this and he's like that. Then all married life forget. After you did, then she will praise you again. And she'll go out of the limit praising you again. So during your life, if you go through this process, I promise you, in your life she will praise you. And you will see your life of Jannah in this dunya on this. So this, these are the lessons when we go to Roza. Not only Ziyarat, there is a time going to the Bowser to Fala. Fala to Anwar from there. There is a time when we are going to take Noor, Kabhi Noor Hunga, Kabhi Toor Hunga. But if we don't, we're not filling up. We went as we went, we came as we went. In fact, when we there, also when we come, we tell all of who went, you know how much it cost me for this umrah? Eh, what's the use of such a umrah? For your own family people, that I spent so much for you. I did this for you. What, where is that umrah? Where you went? You went Medina or you went Paris? You went London or you went New York? This is not a place for that. So this is those lessons that we must say. With everything, I will follow sunnah. Now you will be helped by Allah when you follow sunnah. But tabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. You follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's love is going to pour on you. And when Allah's love comes on you, your eyes are under control. Your tongue is under control. Your heart and your mind is under control. When Allah Ta'ala's love, and so easy. We don't, the Mufti Taqi Usman Sahib, Da'wat Barakatuh, gives us beautiful example. He says, everyone wants Islam to come alive in the world. All Muslims, we all desire that. Some people go further and they march and they demand from their Muslim and Islamic governments that bring Sharia law. We want Sharia. He says, every person is a country of his own. And you have got so many provinces in this country, the province of the brains, the province of the eyes, ears, tongue, hands, legs, heart, all these are different provinces. And you are the president of this country, the prime minister without election. And you are not president for 4 years, 5 years, lifelong president. And you got no opposition also. You don't have to canvass for votes also. And you are the president. So you bring Islam, you want Islam in the whole world, but you bring Islam in your eyes, you bring Islam in your tongue, and you don't need an army for this, you don't need a whole big building, a big budget, collect from money, we're going to bring Islam alive in the world, people please donate, it's very important. You don't need any budget, you don't need connection, you don't need computers, you don't need a big building, you need nothing, you just bring Islam. But the thing is, we are not sincere with ourselves. We want Islam in the world, but not Islam in us. Islam must come in my wife, she must be obedient and listen to me. But Islam mustn't come in me, that I must be a good husband. Islam must come in my children, they must listen to me. What I tell them, they must be obedient. But Islam doesn't have to come into me, that I become a genuine good father. So if we are genuine to ourselves, and genuine to Allah, even without a sheikh you won't be guided. But nobody to tell you that, a sheikh has to tell you that. So you need a sheikh to guide you. So this is that sunnah coming to our lives. And when we go to Ahad, it's not just that we fighting with the taxi drivers, make it so much and you take us for so much, you're overcharging us and all that, and we just put it in the tick list, Rakhish go Ahad also. That's not the purpose. The purpose is I will take a lesson from the Shuhada of Badr or Ahad, who gave the Islam, who gave the Ahad. Can't I just keep my desires? How beautiful is that? Father the Shah Shabani Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that make your brain your master, make your passions your slave. Don't let your brains control. Don't go, just follow your passion. You have to look at this woman, listen to this, go on to porn, go on to TV, do this. No, let your brains control. And don't make your brains your khuda. Make Allah, Quran and Hadith become their. Make them your master and make your brains the slave of Quran and Hadith also. So this is what we take a lesson from the Shuhada of Ahad, that we sacrifice our desires. We a little bit, we make some effort for Eid, sweat a little bit, get up for Fajr, stay awake for Isha in summer, it's too late for you, winter is too cold for you, make your namazes. Be part of Sharia. That is the lesson that we are supposed to take from Ahad. Medina is a Falko Jahan Shura Aya. When I went to Medina, I left my heart and my soul in Medina. I became separated, but I'm not separated. My body I separated, but my heart and soul I left it in Medina. That was our condition where I left. And this can come only when we go in the company of Ahlullah. Those people who have the love of Medina Sharif, when we go to them, we will get the love of Medina Sharif. If we say in a company you got love of money and business, that will come into us. Then desire of business. We say in the company of those people who got desire for degrees. That this degree, that desire will. So if you want the love of Medina, as long as it's going to happen on somebody Allah blessed him. No, same with those people. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what an ardent lover and devotee of Medina. And we see all the Shaykh of Hazrat. That how much love, stay in the company and it will rub off onto you also. Quba is Yahweh, and close after, and going to Quba, especially on the Saturday morning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should go, and reading Nafil. It's not only that Zahiri, that is there, we have to do that. But what is the main thing that you take? Hare Grahi Sunnah say, Pur Noor. I will take this lesson that full Sunnah must come into my life. This year, Allah Ta'ala was very kind. And Alhamdulillah, for various occasions, Allah put great inspirations in my heart. Allah's fazal karam khasa. Our Buzurg Shavajun. When I was making my nafils in Quba, then this, I was Allah put this inspiration. That, see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, then he went to, first he stopped at Quba. That was the first point. All life. Whatever transpired, Medina became the center of the world. Envoys and deputations came from around the world. Islam spread from Medina in the world until today Islam spread. And today, Walmart Islam is still spreading like wildfire. Okay? And all this happened from Quba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not forget his loyalty. This started in Quba, I must go to Quba. Every Saturday, we also, our parents, who told our parents, Jazakallah, that even if they were not pious, but we were born in Muslim homes. That those who became ulama and hafiz, the parents encouraged them or permitted them. You carry on. But if you ever tell my father, mother, Jazakallah, that you were the cause of me coming in this world, you did this for me. Eh? Our ustaz who taught us, Alif Ba Ta Ta. Today in marriage work, Maulana was saying that mostly it's common apas are teaching Alif, the first small children, 5-6 year olds. If we ever went to tell them Jazakallah, and if we ever even make dua for them, then these are the people, so be loyal and be faithful for the sources from where you got that mission. See, they take this lesson of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There must be, this is just what came to my heart, the reality, Allah only knows. But then be loyal and be faithful to your resources from where, whatever you have got, be always thankful and appreciating. Show your appreciation. Don't be proud that you can't say Jazakallah. Your wife cooks for you how much she wants, but we can't tell her one Jazakallah also. Yes, fault we find the law. Okay? Just repeat again, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, very great Buzur. Somebody, his murid invited him after the meals from Perda. He told the house lady, Jazakallah, very nice, I enjoyed the meal, tasty, Allah reward you. He went away. She started crying profusely. So, her husband told her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't criticize you, insult you, he thanked you, he praised you, he gave you dua. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I have been cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. Not one day you expressed your appreciation. Yes, you found a lot of fault in my food. Too hot, too cold, too much salt, this not right, that not right. And you're giving me stale food, and you're giving me cold food, and you pull up your face and you don't eat. You break the poor lady's heart. They go out of their way for us, and you carry on. Look at one another, one meal, and how much you appreciate. And Allah, by appreciation in this world and by Allah, you cannot imagine what you will get. So Imam al-Islam, Dawud al-Islam, Rabbana, Rabbi Habni Munkal, La Yambati, the Ahadi Min Ba'di. Such a government that Allah gave on shukr. I'malu al Dawud al-Shukr. Allah commanded them, they made the amal of. We don't even think that shukr is an amal. So anyway, so she said, that's why I'm trying to impart his lesson. The next day, they were eating, and he started, Jazakallah, very nice, I appreciate your day. Again she started crying profusely, and when the woman is a no-win situation. Whatever you do. And no problem, that's the same they say about the man. This man every day new guys. You can't just make them happy. You try this way, they don't get happy. You try that way, you don't get happy. And there's a challenge to tell them more. You have to carry on. So I want to tell now. He said, 40 years I'm cooking for you. You never told me Jazakallah. Never appreciated. Today when the neighbor's wife sent food, you can't stop. You're just going on and on praising the food. So anyway, appreciation is a very great thing. The ayah that I read is on the Surah Al-Nashrah. And this surah, Allahu Akbar, what a great surah. That's why it was directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah nashrah laka sadrak. If we not open your heart and remove all your problems. But the Quran Sharif is not for only that the shan and nuzul, the occasion for what it was revealed. Quran Sharif is for every person till the day of the Yama. So this ayat referred to us also. And every person has got problems. Some got more problems, some got less, sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes one big worries, one great na'mat of Jannah will be Alhamdulillah illadhi adhaba anna al-hazan. That now know what in this world all the time you got worry. Your daughter is not getting married, you worry. Now she's getting married, you worry. That I don't know what is going to happen. She's not getting a child, 1-2 years, you worry. Now she has conceived, you worry that it must go smooth, that there mustn't be a problem, etc. The child is born nicely, now you want the child's future. You big khuda, you've got to worry of his, the whole child's life. All the time the person is in worry. You're not getting a visa for the country, worry. You get the visa, now the travel works. When you get to immigration, worry. Everywhere our whole life is filled with worry. Everyone. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry was not our worry. What we got, my business, my car, I got a puncture, I got a traffic fine, I got this, I got that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry, the hidayat of the whole of mankind. Till the day of Qiyamah. Perhaps the shortest space of time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given compared to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. And his mission, the longest, more than all the Anbiya, till the day of the Yama. Not for one nation, but for the whole, what worry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this used to burn up power ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, put on me himself, how can people get hidayah? We work day and night planning that how can people get hidayah? Allah said, Wahshi رضي الله تعالى عنه. At that time, the Wukil Hazrat Hamza, the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is worried of his hidayah also. Sending somebody, go, give him da'wah of Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is worried of the son Ikrama, the son of Abu Lahab. Abu Jahl, worried about his hidayah also. Sending, he ran away into in the sea. He sent somebody behind him there also. What was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Our worries are small, petty, dunya's things. And the simple solution for dunya's worries, make your worry, man ja'ala hammahu hamma wa'ida. One worry you make, worry of akhirah, worry of deen, Allah is over all your worries. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and his Rabb, Allah, aslaha Allah ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Allah corrects your matters between you and the creation. You come to the masjid, Allah takes care of your affairs outside the masjid. You are in ibadat, Allah takes care of your dunya, all your matters. So this is so simple. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is great worry. We also have worries. So Allah says directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did we not open and make your heart spacious? When you cannot understand something, ask a student, whatever he's studying, in deen or in dunya's things. There's a certain problem there, he can't solve it, he can't understand it. And when he gets understanding, how it opens, how your heart like becomes so spacious suddenly. Ask a student who's studying hadith and Quran, that ayat you can't understand it. There seems to be contradictions, you can't place it right. And the minute Allah opens it on you, Allah, how it opens up. So Allah opened for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will open for us our problems also. Alam nashrah laka sadra. And sharhi sadr, heart opening, your chest becoming spacious. Another ayat also Allah speaks of it. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whose heart Allah opens for Islam. The Sahaba asked that, oh Allah's Nabi, how will we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Allah puts nur in that heart and now it's open. How will we know whether we have got nur in our hearts of Islam? And we are all Muslims, mashallah, yeah, but it's the nur of Islam in us. We are in Islam. Is Islam in us? Is the nur of Islam in us? Allah rewarded the Sahaba, they asked this question. And they opened huge, huge doors of knowledge for them. And the answers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there can be absolutely no doubt that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true, the greatest Nabi of Allah. What answers he gave? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are signs. The first sign is that at-tajabi anil-dari al-ghuru, that you become disinclined to this dunya of deception. What deception in this dunya? Dunya is full of deception. A person praises you in front of you, you just turn your back and he's speaking bad about you. And yet we get deceived by the word this dunya. A person is selling a car and what is praising the car? You buy it, hasn't got an engine. And it's happening. And who are doing, various people doing such things? What unbelievable deception. A person buys goods and he tells the person, the merchant, that don't send my goods until my money is deposited in your account. He's happy, mashallah, genuine customer. And he goes and he taxes the deposit slip. Yeah, 300,000, no problem. He sends the goods. And now he phones the bank. They give me there's a few years ago, nowadays you just do it on the internet. He checks up, and there's no 300 grand deposited. He's looking, phones the bank manager, phones the bank. Then where's the 300? I got the deposit slip, I got proof. There's only 30 rand. He just added another draw, zero. And now you don't find him anymore. And how many cases like that? So all this fraud and all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us also from it, and Allah save us from such people. So anyway, all this worries, Allah, so at-tajabi anil-dari al-ghurur. that a person becomes disinclined to this dunya. And it doesn't mean he won't work for dunya. Just bakara dil baya. Your hands will do your work. You carry on. You don't become a painterless that I'm not going to earn roti. No, you will earn, but your heart won't be in there. To earn, to be dunya dar is haram. To be maldar is not haram. You can be maldar, no problem. You can be the richest man, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, and how many wealthy, great buzurgs also. No problem. But you have the love of 1 cent, this is haram. You have a 10 million rand check in your pocket right next to your heart, no problem. But you have the love of 1 cent in your heart, this is haram, this is not permissible. So this is so that your heart is not in the stupid and the dunya that betrays you, that is so unfaithful. That is the first sign that the nur of Islam is coming to you. The second sign, وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ, your inclination to the eternal life of the hereafter. Your heart is always in akhirah, the beautiful Hurul Ain, the beautiful palaces of Jannah, the beautiful food and the beautiful scenery and the everlasting land, a place where you got no worry, no sickness will come, no old age will come, nobody will deceive you, nobody will... Jahannam is also a big namat of Allah. If there wasn't Jahannam, all the bad guys should be in Jannat also. Robbing the people, hijacking the people, deceiving the people, doing them down. And you know, peaceful like that. Allah put them all in jail one side. And now you can enjoy your life in Jannat. So what a life. So your inclination towards the real life. You are not stupid working for cents and pennies. You are working for the huge returns, the eternal returns. Well, in order to ila da'abil khulud. And when istiadat bil mawt qabla al wujud, and you get prepared for mawt before mawt comes, all your matters are cleared up. You got your will done. If you have any qaza namazes because you are ill, you got it written down. Qaza rozas, you got it down. All your matters are written down, and you are prepared for akhirah. That is when the nur of Islam is coming to us. We have entered into Islam. We have to get Islam to enter into us. For that we must see how much are we disinclined to dunya. How much are we inclined to akhirah. And how much have we prepared and we are ready for more than ever it comes. So that is the alam yashrah laka sadra. That has opened your heart. وَعَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَ أَلَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَ, and this huge weight that was on your back, we have removed. Physically also, if a person carries a heavy weight, how difficult is it? When he puts it down, he feels so relieved. So this spiritual weight, this mental weight, when you've got a problem on your head, you can't sleep your ones. One worry and your sleep is gone. One worry, you're driving, but you're not concentrating on your driving also. You're speaking with somebody, but your mind is somewhere else. That worry, when Allah removes that, that problem is sorted out now. How relieved don't you feel? And this is not by going to resorts, not going for holidays. This is when Allah will remove your problem. And you will engage in your ibadah, you engage in your tawakkul towards Allah. Allah Ta'ala will remove your problems. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how high Allah made his zikr and his remembrance. And you too, when you will follow this, and people will praise you. You were nowhere in the world, nobody knew you from a bar of soap, but today everyone is running after you. And the whole ummah, Allah Ta'ala will do this. And when this ayat al-Kareemah was revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar mubarak of Masjid al-Nabawi, and he asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the tafsir, the meaning of this ayat? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who had embodiment of adab and respect, they said, Allah wa Rasuluhu alam. Our condition is such, any masala, any matter about talaq, divorce, sighting of the moon, haram, haram, everyone becomes a mufti. A person got a cigarette in his mouth, no clothing, torn and bent jeans, And T-shirt is a billboard advertising for other people of the world, and he's not even getting paid for it. What a stupid! Advertising, and you don't even realize it, and you give it purpose. I think as if Deen is a better of thinking. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, people go on the train journey, they buy mongfali, peanuts, or they buy chewa, and they are eating, and they say, chalo, kuch deeni ghufte mongfali. As if Deen's methods in peanuts, than chewa, and smoking, is that Deen's methods? These are the most solid sources of knowledge and information, Quran and Hadith. No science book, no West books, no literature in the world can compare with Quran and Hadith. And the world, as we are hearing today, that the preservation of the Quran, no one in the world has got preservation of anything like that. Preservation of Hadith, as we have got it, no other religion, no other science, no other department, university has got what Allah Ta'ala has given us. They're so preserved. So Deen is on these solid bases which the students go and learn in the Darul Uloom. That is what we should make other. If you are a doctor, don't go and interfere in a plumbing work. And you say, my opinion is you must do it like this. Plumber knows what to do. You are a scientist, don't go and interfere with the carpenter. He knows his work. So you can think I'm a rocket scientist and something, and I can solve all problems of everyone, but Deen matters, don't, that's not your place. Don't go and interfere in that. If you're not an alim, don't interfere. Leave it to the ulama. And the ulama, leave it to the muftis. And those muftis who are Allah here. And who have got proper understanding, follow such people. So the Sahaba is there. Then this ayat's tafsir, which is a very rare case, Allah himself made the tafsir. Allah sent Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with the tafsir, and what if you went to Allah's tafsir? Not Jalani, Zamakhshari, Ibn Kasir, Allah's tafsir, Allahu Akbar. Idha dhukirtu, dhukirta ma'iyya. Then, oh my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I've made the arrangement in the world, whenever I will be remembered, you are going to be remembered with me. Me and you might not remember Allah, even in our namaz. We might not remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when we're reading Durud, that Allah has made the remembrance of His remembrance and the remembrance of His Nabi, Allah has put it in the whole world. We know there are geographical time differences. We are going to be making Isha just now, we made Maghrib just now. Somewhere in the world they're busy with Fajr, somewhere they're busy with Asr, somewhere busy with Maghrib, all time differences. For every namaz, Azan is given, Shaf is given, overwork, Hanafis give a little bit later, 24 hours, every split second, there are azans in the air which set on in the world. Every azan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. When you wake up in the morning, we are supposed to read, or we are reading, that la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. When we wake up, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When we went to sleep at night, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah zikr, Allah. A child is born, adhan and takbir in the ear. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a person dies, you read tana in janaza namaz. Again, janaza namaz won't be complete until you read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. You close the eyes of the person who has died. You put him in the tana. Bismillah. وَعَلَى مِلَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. From morning to night, birth to death, east to west, north to south, Allah's zikr is everywhere, Allah's Rasul zikr is everywhere. When Adam alayhi wasalam came in this world, for 40 years he cried to Allah, that forgive me for my error, my little mistake I made. After 40 years he said, oh Allah, I ask you in the name of Muhammad to forgive me. Allah immediately forgave me. After that Allah asked him, I've forgiven you, you asked me in the name of Muhammad, but here you know about Muhammad. He's in your progeny. He's the last Nabi, you're the first Nabi. You came first, he had to still come. How you know about him? He said, oh Allah, when I was in Jannah, I saw on your throne, your arsh is written, La ilaha illallah. Allah is the last word in La ilaha illallah. The second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allah and Muhammad are together. Ba'adaz Khuda, Tuhi Huzur, Qissa Mukhtasa. But when I saw who you put, whose name you put with your name, I realized there is nobody greater than me. And I said, definitely that is the case. And because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you made shafa'at, you took of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have forgiven you. So that is the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes. So, hi, wa ta'ala laka dhikra. Then for every problem, solution, Allah told Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah told us all till the day of the Qiyamah. May Allah, our problems, we worry about deen. Our problems are dunya. That also Allah will solve. Yeah, Allah is given. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Then undoubtedly, what in ma'al usri, what difficulty, what problems, what hardship, there is yusra. Al-usr, this is a proper noun in Arabic grammar, with alif lam, al-usr. So it refers to a specific problem, one problem. Yusra is a common noun, with tanween. So there isn't one solution, there are plenty solutions for that problem. Okay? Like a problem, you have a problem. Allah didn't give you one solution. Allah promises in the Quran Sharif, there are plenty solutions for it. And then Allah repeated it again. And according to Arabic grammar, when the same proper noun is repeated, it remains, it refers to the same problem. So the problem is still one. And with that again, yusra, plenty other solutions. At the beginning also Allah said, and the biggest solution is salah, but we don't make salah. And we don't understand what is salah according to various occasions. Husband is troubling the wife, wife is troubling the husband, your creditors are troubling you, in your business you've got problems, you've got health problems. There are not one solution, there are many solutions for every problem. And this Allah told Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and in through that Allah has given all of us. All of us sitting here, we got problems. And there are solutions. And not one solution. Allah has promised there are plenty solutions. And take the right solution. Take the right medicine. But today, when we take poison to be medicine, and we take medicine to be poison, how are we going to get cured? A person lost his gold coin. He was a poor person, that was the only asset he had in his life. Living in a little tent shanty, little hut. And he went and looked for it, and he lost it in his hut. He went and looked for it under the lamppost, the street light, bright lamp. He looked, he couldn't find a friend of his past. What's wrong? I lost my gold coin. Let me help you look for it. This is the only thing you have. They looked at the car, go home, they can't find it. What way did you lose it? I lost it in a tent shanty. Then why are you looking for it here? Because there are bright lights. You can look for it till the cows go home, and then when you didn't lose it, you can't find it. We lost, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, لو كان النبي بعدي لكان عمر. What a bad Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He says that, أرسل الله بالإسلام. Allah gave us respect and honor in Islam. وَإِنْ نَفْلُهُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we look for this honor in anything besides Islam, in our businesses, in which today our value is by our car, our value is by our double-story homes. You got a swimming pool, more you got value. You got a jacuzzi, more you got value. We're looking for things in material things for our value. And we're going to nightclubs, we're going to discos, we're going to casinos. We're looking for other places, and the casino is halal, because there is a halal shop there also. And there's a musalla also. And the people are so biased, mashallah. They go to casino, but the namaz they don't miss. And they make facilities for the namaz place, there's a musalla also. And halal food also is given there. So in this way, we're looking for the izzat which is not kept there. You can look for it till you die, you can't get it there. Look for it when it is in the masajid. It is in the company of Ahlullah and the farthest people. It is in tilawat of Quran. Look for it in the wee hours of the tahajjud. Wake up at that time and look for it. It is there. You will find it there. You want to look for it, it will come to you. Look for it, go out in Jamaat. Go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. In Shema is coming. In Sangha. Take part in the preparation. Take part in that. Our Islami Jalsa is coming. Prepare for this. You will find Wallah. The solution is there. You will find. You will have to find it. It will find you. But if you look for it in the wrong place, you can look for it till the day of Qiyamah. Where are you going to? It's not there. How can you find it there? Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. And when Allah blesses you and you get your work done, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you're done, Allah has given you, many of us, one student particularly, at that time it came to my mind, a close student, he came to my imtihan time, dua, all you students make dua in class. So whatever we make dua, he didn't make, or what dua we make, whatever, he passed, he came first. Came and visited me, I said, now you don't say jazakallah. For dua you came, and you are humbly asking for dua, this is common. We got a problem, we write to the chef, we call the chef, this problem, that problem, it gets, we're making dua to Allah. Once the problem is gone, finish everything. We started the Hajjur also, we started rozas also. Every day, we're giving sadaqah charity. Once the problem is gone, think of it. Many times, where's my pen, where's my keys? I can't, ya Allah, let me find it, looking for it. When you find it, not one Alhamdulillah. Not one word of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So when you have done your work, then فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَنْصَبْ نَصَبْ is that ibadat which you feel the strength. Not just you make light ibadat, and now just many people, they only know one marfuz of Malana Thani Rahmatullah. And that is when you are reading Quran Sharif and you're feeling sleepy, close your Quran and sleep over. So that's the only one who say no. And then suits us time. No, make ibadat that you feel the strength of the Quran. Your tahajjud, your zikr, your tilawat, not just little bit straight, put it away. Now make ibadah in such a way that you feel, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, and you are now turned on towards Allah. Allah solved your problems. Allah took away your difficulties. Now, رَغْبَ فَارْغَبْ what رَغْبَ make Allah's ibadah, not as a duty, or a duty bomb. Oh, my father forces me to make namaz. The husband forcing the wife, wife pushing out the husband. Go for namaz, namaz. Not that, but with your own rahmah, and then see the enjoyment. Hey? A person, till today I didn't come across that the husband and wife getting married, and the wife went the night before the marriage to the hairdresser. I'm just giving an example, it's all for wrong things what they do. And the whole man, she sits on the chair and sleeps. Now, at the next point, she lies down. And the husband was preparing for the wedding. This he had to sort out, that he had to sort out. And now when they meet, and then the wife tells, you know, last night I didn't sleep. Whatever will happen after. But tonight let me sleep. But the husband says, you know, 2 weeks, 2 months, I'm working morning, day and night. For the wedding, this visitor, that arrangement, this, we'll see after 1 week with whatever. That night, nobody sleeps. Why is this? وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَالْفَرْفَ to Allah. So to say, get married to Allah. Make your connection with Allah and see this rahmat. You won't be able to stop thinking about Allah. You won't be able to stop talking about Allah. Allah Akbar. We were in Turkey with our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Happy thing. MashaAllah. Then Bosporus, there is a famous place. They took us on the boat there, and the famous the Sultan Fatih Muhammad, how he conquered Turkey, Istanbul, is a thing that we don't know. If we know Allah, we will know who we are and who our ancestors. Study the history of Islam. See what Muslims have given the world. See what the acumen, intelligence Allah has given to Muslims. Anyway, then I saw Hazrat nowhere. Hazrat is not to be found anywhere on that boat. I looked for Hazrat. Hazrat was right at the bottom by the rudder. Where the rudder is, Hazrat was sitting alone there. So alhamdulillah, I got the opportunity, I went to Hazrat. There he told me one thing, make Allah zikr. You are human, you'll get tired, your tongue will get tired. When you get tired, write on your name, Allah. Write in the air, but you should write Allah's name in the air. Write Allah's name, Allah. Write Allah's name on the sand, Allah. Everywhere think of Allah. So this is how, when you get that, see then how we will enjoy. You won't ask the question, I got no concentration in namaz. You won't ask the question, I'm getting too much tempted to looking at a filthy, dirty woman of the street. When you got Allah in your heart, how can that thing come? When you get the superior, the inferior just falls away automatically. When the season of autumn comes, the trees or the leaves on the trees, you don't have to take a stick to hit them off. You get tired picking them up and cleaning your garden. When you get contact with Allah, gunas, you won't have to leave them. You won't have to be tired at them, you'll be matruk at them. Gunas will leave you. You won't have to leave gunas. And all the health and health of the dunya, you don't have to leave it. It will leave you. And don't think you will become a poor man and a pauper. Allah will give you without effort. Allah will give you, you'll be like a lion. You don't even have to drive your car. You sit in the back seat, driver will drive for you. It's no command and achievement that you're a mechanic fixing up the car. Command and achievement is that you don't even have to drive. You got the driver. You just order to just do that. And that is a dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. We are made for, if you, we today work for the sahaba, work for akhirah, Allah threw the world at their feet. But today we working for dunya. So Allah made us slaves of the dunya. In fact, kilab dunya, the dogs of dunya, who are going after canyons, the dead dunya we are going after, a person who has a need for dead animals. What the sad condition of that person. Dunya is jiva, is a dead animal, carrier. And we are going up, you work for akhirat and see how Allah will throw dunya at your feet with respect and honor. For this all, my dear brothers, our da'al-ulums are 100% on their place, our makati, our tabligh jamaat, all work is necessary. The work of khalqa and islah is just adding the song in the food. Okay? If the food has been cooked, biryani, wonderful. All the spices are in, and the meat is done properly. And fat, they tell you today we slaughtered this lamb. Fresh lamb, and we slaughtered it ourselves, but they forgot to put the salt in. And you won't be able to eat it. You won't want to eat it. Just add the salt, and the salt you add from on top will also give enjoyment. But the actual enjoyment is in the masalas if the salt is added. And it has gone pure, properly into all the meat and everything. How enjoyable. This is all what the work of Khanta is. You don't have to stop teaching in a darul. You don't have to give up your imamat. You don't have to stop doing jamaat work. Everything must carry on. You be the husband of your wife. You be the owner of your shop. But just put the spice of the love of Allah and connection of Allah. Just make your Islam. That is all. And wallah, you yourself will be an example. And you will go and you will tell others what will. See how many brothers and sisters from around the world, how you, we got no words to explain how they explain what changes have come in their life, what enjoyment they are having, how their marriage relationships have improved, how with their children, how everything, but put that song. Don't just put the song next to your plate and say, I got the song wrong one. No, you put it in, doctor gave you the best medicine. And you put it in a golden case and you tell all your visitors who come, I've got the best medicine in the world, the most expensive. But then you don't take it, you're not going to benefit. So all this also, this medicine is being offered, it's being sprinkled, or it's being, because you don't want to open your mouth and you don't want to take it. I'll finish on this, inshallah. One friend of ours, very elderly person, but he used to make so much muhabbat with us that we call him a friend. Otherwise, he was a very senior, respectable person. He was an acute diabetic. One time he had to be hospitalized because of his diabetes. And they gave him under surveillance. Properly, they watching him. Perhaps even CCTV camera they had on him. Watching him and giving him all the medicine. But all his condition defied all theories which they had. The more they are giving him insulin, medicine, but his sugar levels is going up all the time. They couldn't understand what's happening. Define all their theories. Then the nurse saw chocolate wrappers under his phone. And he pulls up a blanket and under his eating chocolate. And he's having insulin also. He's having metformin here also. He's having that medicine. He's having that medicine. And he's having chocolate slabs and slabs of chocolate. How can it benefit him? So in the same way, if we are going to our mashayikh, we go khanqa, we go jamaat, we became maulanas, hafiz, we wearing sunnat, ribas, we got big titles, but on the quiet we are doing haram. We are the poor, we can't give up. Okay? And we go and we with a woman on the street, filthy, dirty woman, who can only give you AIDS and HIV. You can't stop looking at her, etc. How are you going to get shifa? That also you have to do. Then see, inshallah, you will get shifa. May Allah give us all topic. Ramzan, to extend Ramzan with us, we also have Ramzan programs. Yes, that's right. Come spend with us. They also we have a Ramzan program.
May Allah give us all the time. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubba wa hubba man yuhibbu wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.